What is the one doctrine upon which the church stands or falls? So there are a lot of doctrines in Christian theology that are really important that we might say, right, if you were messing with this doctrine, you're striking at the vitals of the Christian religion. We could bring up the doctrine of God. You think of the Holy Trinity, or the doctrine of Christ, the deity of Christ. You can't mess with those doctrines and be within the bounds of the Christian faith. There are other doctrines that Christians can differ on. We might differ on our understanding of baptism or our understanding of the end times eschatology, and yet we can still greet each other as brother or sister. But there was one doctrine during the time of the Protestant Reformation that the Reformers said, look, this is the one doctrine upon which the church stands and upon which the church falls. It's the doctrine of justification. Now, justification is an act of God's free grace, whereby he pardons all of our sins, forgives our sins, accepts us as righteous in his sight, only for the righteousness of Christ that's given to us, imputed to us, and received by faith alone. So let me unpack that a little bit. We're talking about the righteousness of Christ being given to us, imputed to us. We're talking about the importance of the forgiveness of sins. But those are the two core elements of justification, forgiveness and imputation. Is this biblical? Well, I think we can look at a place like Romans chapter 4 to establish this doctrine. In Romans chapter 4, the Apostle Paul is talking about the doctrine of justification. And he says in verse 5, to the one who does not work, but believes in him, in God, who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. Just as David also speaks of the blessing of the one whom God counts righteousness apart from works. So you have here in justification, this idea of counting righteousness. Think of a banking metaphor, for example. If you have no money in your bank and a friend or a family member credits money to your bank account, they send you resources that you didn't have that now you have. It's this banking term, being credited something. We're talking about being credited the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is to say, the perfect life that Jesus lived in obedience to the law of God, he gives to you. You who have broken God's law, you who have broken the commandments of the Lord, you can stand justified in God's sight because you have the righteousness of Jesus, his perfect life credited to your account. That's imputation. But you also have the sort of negative aspect of justification here with the forgiveness of sin. So it's not just that God has given you the righteousness of Christ, he's also forgiven all of your offenses. Paul goes on quoting from the Psalms, just as David also speaks of the blessing of the one to whom God counts righteousness apart from works, blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count his sin. Just a little bit later in Romans chapter 5, he again is going to talk about this gift of righteousness, verse 16. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin, for the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. For if, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through the one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. This is why this doctrine was so important to the Protestant reformers and why it's important for us today. It gets to the very heart of the gospel. And Paul brings this up in the book of Galatians. This is Galatians chapter 1, beginning in verse 6. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed. In other words, Now, this issue that Paul is going to get into throughout the book of Galatians, at the heart of this issue, the doctrine of justification, this issue is so important that if somebody comes and preaches a doctrine different from what you've received from us, a different understanding of justification, Paul says, let that person be accursed. I mean, talk about strong words. Let them be anathema, cast out. Why? Because this strikes at the vitals of Christian religion, a proper understanding of how a man or a woman is made right in God's sight. For the Protestant reformers, it's not by your own merits, cooperating with grace so that maybe one day you can make it into heaven and be, you know, righteous before God, not just because of what Christ has done for you, but because of what you've done as well. No, for the reformers, it was all of Christ and all of Christ's righteousness given to you, received by faith, by grace alone, so that you might stand confident in the day of judgment, not in your own righteousness, but in the righteousness that Jesus gives to you. The doctrine of justification, the article upon which the church stands or falls.